This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. For years, we've heard stories about the decline of American manufacturing. Sure, companies in Texas still make high-tech machinery, aircraft, petrochemicals, but clothing? Hugh McElroy thinks there's still hope for the textile business, and he thinks he can make it a source of employment for people who are visually impaired. On a busy Dallas street, next to a bank and a Kroger supermarket, there's something you might not expect. Dozens of people manufacturing products on a factory floor bigger than a football field. They're making pens and sunglass cases, shirts and vests. Even more surprising, the majority of these people are visually impaired or blind.
So this is like the front part of the vest. And then this right here is the pocket.
Tylon Lias is sewing pockets on a bright orange safety vest. He's using a custom-made plastic guide to help line up the edges. He makes hundreds of these a week.
So what I do is I just slide my guide under here.
Dallas Lighthouse for the Blind has been in business since 1931. And most of the products are old school. Markers, highlighters, custom binders for the Navy and Air Force. When Hugh McElroy took over as CEO a year and a half ago, the nonprofit's reliance on government contracts was a big concern.
Well, the thing that would keep me up at night were the legacy programs, some of which are over 70 years old.
McElroy, who's worked in large multinational companies, knew that if the organization was to survive and continue to provide paying jobs to more than 100 blind and visually impaired people, it would need to diversify. And that's when he thought of textiles.
Textiles is globally is roughly a $3 to $4 trillion enterprise. And if you can participate in that in some way and find a niche so that you're not trying to compete with a commodity on the world market, you can succeed in some amazing ways.
There were a few doubting Thomases, as McElroy puts it, until he pointed out two other political and cultural movements that give the Dallas Lighthouse a strategic advantage in textile manufacturing. First,
right now there's a tremendous resurgence of Buy American.
The president even made it one of his campaign slogans. The second advantage for the Lighthouse.
We also have Americans with Disabilities Act. So you've got an ADA badge that can be applied to a product that you're manufacturing or servicing.
That ADA badge attracts clients who like to say their products are made in a place that employs people with disabilities.
If you combine those things and you look at the size of the textile industry, it became a pretty simple decision to make.
Simple, except they had to buy new equipment and retrofit sewing machines to be safe for visually impaired people to use. Employees also needed new training. Jessie Tran, who's been blind since she was little, was one of the first to sign up.
I worked at Lighthouse around 14 years, and I started out making like eyeglass cases and markers, and when they opened the sewing, I feel like I want to learn something new.
Tran remembers her aunt and mom sewing in Vietnam, where she was born. Today, she's hemming the sleeves and bottoms of 200 to 300 shirts a day in Dallas.
I folded 1 inch and I put under.
How do you know that's 1 inch?
I'm just feel it. Yeah.
Like the woman next to her, Tran relies heavily on her hands. She sits in front of a sewing machine that has a small, angled piece of metal bolted an inch away from the needle. It's her guide. There are also sighted supervisors here for quality control. The shirts Tran is sewing are for the Texas Department of Transportation, though CEO Hugh McElroy is focused on attracting non-governmental clients, too. Even fashion-oriented companies.
My name is Catherine Beach, and my company is Upland Bespoke.
Beach is holding up a hunting vest unlike anything I've seen before. It's beige and blue paisley and bird patterned with gold buttons and orange shoulder pads. Beach says she got tired of wearing her husband's gear while shooting trap or hunting quail.
Whether you're using this to actually hunt in the field, and you'll see that there's a gusset in these pockets, you can dump an entire box of shells in there to use. But if you're not shooting, you could wear this easily around town with any pants or jeans, leggings.
Beach could have had the vests made in New York City, where her clothing lines for kids is produced. But
I felt like I had to be true to my Texas roots and do something here locally. In addition, I have 5 children, and I wanted to be closer to my family and office so that I could oversee manufacturing and not have to do everything over the phone or flying to New York.
The high-end vests are now sold in Bass Pro Shops in Grapevine and San Antonio. Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind, says getting this kind of experience, making high-end products for companies on the rise, could be really helpful for visually impaired workers.
But we would like to see that spin out more and more to other areas so that it's not just blind people working in a particular location, but it's blind people who are contributing to all sorts of companies and organizations. And hopefully they come into a lighthouse type organization to get skills and experience, but then they go work for mainstream manufacturers.
Dallas Lighthouse CEO McElroy says he's in the process of developing this type of placement program. He's particularly interested in potential partnerships with tech companies producing medical devices.
Those are the products of tomorrow. Once upon a time, we sold mops and brooms and light bulbs. But there are market changes that you have to recognize.
Recognize and embrace so that the people working at the Dallas Lighthouse for the Blind don't get left behind. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.